Message and data rates may apply. Reply stop to opt out. Consult a doctor prior to use.
You look great. What have you been doing?
I found Zelthy. If you qualify, their providers can prescribe the same active ingredients in Ozempic and other expensive GLP-1s for 80 to 90% less without insurance. All on mine, shipped right to your door.
Get started with Zelthy today for just $39. Call #250 and say keyword care. That's care to #250.
Coverage varies by plan. View contracts and exclusions at endurancewarranty.com.
If you're driving a car or truck with an expired warranty and suddenly lost your transmission or needed a full engine repair, would a $4,000 repair bill leave you stranded? I'm Danica Patrick. Don't get caught off guard with a vehicle breakdown. Choose the company I trust. Endurance. No matter the mileage, if your vehicle is less than 20 years old, Endurance offers comprehensive auto protection plans for any budget. Protection on the drivetrain, electrical, transmission, AC, and more. Plus, benefits like 24/7 roadside assistance and rental car reimbursement on any plan. Endurance handles everything from making the claim through the repair process to paying the certified mechanic of your choice. Don't get caught off guard with a vehicle breakdown. Act now and get one full year of elite benefits, a $2,000 value, free.
Visit endurancewarranty.com for your fast free quote today. That's endurancewarranty.com.
The world breaks everyone, the very good, the very gentle, the very brave. And those it doesn't break, it kills. There's no shame in being a broken man. I should know. You just pick up the pieces and start rebuilding.
Their feelings are stronger than their mind. Our minds are stronger than our feelings. So you think about the success that you had. Your feelings could have said, you don't need to get out of bed anymore. When you fail, your feelings give you excuses. Your mind makes you more resilient.
If you could change the way you wake up in the morning, stop saying, I got to go to work. I got to work out. Change one word in that sentence and everything about your life changes. I get to wake up in the morning. When you say I got to, you take all of your opportunities and all of your blessings and you wrap them up in stress by saying I got to. You take all the stress off of it when you say I get to.
We're running at 40%, most of us, you know, because we're half in and half out. And it's not surprising because life is difficult. It's like, well, what if you were 90% in or 95% in or all in? Because you're all in anyways, right? It's a life and death game. No one gets out of this. Everyone dies. You might as well commit yourself. And you might as well commit yourself to the highest good that you can attain, because why not? It'll imbue your life with meaning. It's hard. The responsibility's there. But all the meaning's in the responsibility. And that'll make your life better. Maybe it'll make the world better. It's like, that'll justify your damn miserable existence at 3 o'clock in the morning when you're wondering what the hell you're doing here. And that's a good thing, because there's going to be days when you're aching and tired and sore. And you need a reason to get up. And you think, yeah, well, a little more heaven and a little less hell. Maybe I can pull that off today and tomorrow and next week. And that's worth struggling forward for. And so that's how it looks to me.
I have spent my whole life scared. Frightened of things that could happen. Might happen, might not happen.
What I came to realize is that fear, that's the worst of it. That's the real enemy.
Outlast the temporary. Outlast the temporary. Everything in life is temporary. All pain is temporary.
You have an unavoidable mortal burden to bear in life. There's no escape from it. except to directly confront it and to take it on voluntarily.
The world doesn't give a damn about your excuses. The point I'm trying to make is life goes on with or without you. I want you to understand that and get that. It is up to you to create a disruption in your life. We have been living in the same freaking patterns over and over again, okay? You have to positively disrupt the pattern that you're currently in.
If you let people's perception of you dictate your behavior, you will never grow as a person. But if you leave yourself open to experience, despite what others think, then you will learn and grow.
There's far more to you than you think, because it turns out that you have substantial problems, genuine, deep, but that if you decide that you will take that on as your responsibility, that you can put yourself together psychologically, just the courage, and you can actually solve the problems, dark as things are. There's more light in you than you know what to do with, and there's more light in you than you can possibly manifest, and the way to find that out is to challenge yourself against these massive problems and to find out that you're the one that can deal with them.
You will have good days and you'll have bad days, but you will always learn something more or something new on bad days than good days.
Success requires no apologies. Failure permits no alibis. Success requires no apologies. Failure permits no alibis. Going through adversity, going through trials and tribulations, you can get to the other side of these trials if you don't quit, that you get introduced to your other self. Your other self. And so what if it is that all of the tragedies, trials, tribulations, difficulties in our lives are all set up there so that on the other side of it, there's another version of it. So on the other side of it, we get introduced to our other self.
Begin. This is where it begins. In the darkness. Before the sun and the birds and the world every day. When the alarm sounds, it's time. Rise. Despite fatigue and soreness, curse the warmth of the bed. Curse the comfort of the pillow. Fight the temptation of weakness. Get up and go.
You don't have to force yourself or motivate yourself to think negatively, to be depressed, to beat yourself up over the head. If you want to begin to really enjoy a happy, successful, healthy life, you've got to be willing to go against the tide. You've got to be willing to harness your will and say, in spite of this, I'm in control here.
Number one, who are you and what your value is? Number two, what is your purpose here in life? And number three, what is your destiny when you're done here?
Change happens when the pain of staying the same becomes greater than the pain of making a change.
What you realize...
You can't rely on blind faith to get the pregnancy support you deserve. Ritual's Essential Prenatal Multivitamin is the only leading prenatal backed by its own human clinical trial. Essential Prenatal is proven to deliver key nutrients, including folate, biotin, and vitamin D during pregnancy. Get 25% off when you visit ritual.com/clinical. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Message and data rates may apply. Reply stop to opt out. Consult a doctor prior to use.
You look great. What have you been doing?
I found Zelthy. If you qualify, their providers can prescribe the same active ingredients in Ozempic and other expensive GLP-1s for 80 to 90% less without insurance. All on mine, shipped right to your door.
Get started with Zelthy today for just $39. Call #250 and say keyword care. That's care to #250.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday.
How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
There's a lot of the things that you feared or hated or were embarrassed about as a child end up being the genesis of the things that you're most proud about as an adult.
Be careful what you aim at. What you aim at determines the way the world manifests itself to you. And so if the world is manifesting itself in a very negative way, one thing to ask is, are you aiming at the right thing?
So many people are suffering in comfort, meaning they're constantly trying to add things, even though they're suffering in their life. Prison of our minds, the prison of the emotions we don't want to feel, the prison of feeling like we're less, the prison of feeling like my life doesn't matter, the prison of not having a sense of direction, the prison of feeling invisible. And I believe suffering comes from a place in our life where we're not pursuing our dreams, we're not pursuing our potential.
I guarantee that there are people that have been sitting on an idea for more than a decade. Sitting on a dream for over 10 years, and that's horrible. That's where dreams die, that's where ideas die, that's where projects die. So write down the top three things you need to do, and then you go do those three things. Imagine if you wrote down the three things you need to do tomorrow, and then tomorrow you woke up and you did them. And then imagine if you did that for 5 years, where would you be in life?
You gotta quit negotiating the price. Right now, make the decision that any price is worth it as long as it's legal, ethical, and moral for you to make your family proud of you, for you to make your dream happen. Stop negotiating the price. This negotiation you keep doing in your mind, is this really where I'm supposed to be? Is this what I'm supposed to be doing? It steals all your energy. It steals your focus. But those of you that get laser focused, become totally immersed in your dream, that know those babies of yours, your parents, guess what? They're worth the sacrifice. You spend the rest of your life worrying about everybody thinks about you. Someday you'll never have to worry about it again, because when you die, nobody will remember you were here.
You lose friends. Well, you're going to lose the friends who don't want the best for you. Those are the friends you want in 10 years? I mean, you lose friends. Well, maybe you gain new friends. Maybe you gain better friends. Or maybe, miracle of miracles, your friends pick up their mess too and move forward. But you have to contemplate the price you pay for inaction.
Yeah, it excites me. I think that's the difference, is that when I have self-doubt, it excites me, because it's like, okay, well, you know, this is a challenge. You know, let's see. I don't know if I can do it or not, but I'm gonna find out.
What can happen if we decide, I'm going to see what happens when I decide that I am qualified. What happens when I decide for myself that I'm going to do something different?
Even when it's cold outside, even when it's raining, even when it's just too difficult to get out of bed, the person that has the ability to get up and stay focused and consistent is a disciplined motherfucker.
Change isn't for those who need it. It's for those who want it. Translation, it's all about willingness. Willingness born out of a desire to survive, I suppose, but also pain. You don't have to be in pain to change. You don't have to hit rock bottom in order to make alterations to your life. Change is always within your grasp if you can summon the willingness to ask for it.
Stop worrying about what these people think about you. Live your dream. Worry about the people you love. And by the way, I know some of the very people you're doing it for are the ones not supporting you. They're the ones telling you to quit. Just do it anyway.
I want to tell you this. What you focus on is what you will feel. If you change your focus, you will change what you feel, and it will change your life.
You're in this job you hate, and it's 10 years from now. How does that look? Think about that. You already know you're in a little hell. You know perfectly well it's going to get worse. Which is more frightening? Action or inaction?
My brain can feel a certain way, but it's not going to choose how I behave all the time. I just can't let it do it anymore. I'm going to have setbacks, I know. But if I'm feeling bad, that doesn't mean I'm doing bad. That doesn't mean I am bad. That doesn't mean that I can't still take some action. Because, yeah, nothing changes if nothing changes, man. That in order for something to change, there needs to be change.
Allow yourself to be more open and more vulnerable, because what is hidden cannot be healed. It is in the light and the sharing and the trust and the vulnerability that together we get better.
And we will fight. And in fighting, we will win. And if not the battle, and if not the war, we will win because our spirit, it will never surrender. And that is the ultimate victory, to hold your head high. And even in the face of inescapable defeat, stand and to fight. That is to win. And when bad things are happening, I am going to try and be the one good thing.
What are your fears costing you? I think it's time to evaluate that. What are your fears costing you? You know, we have these weights that weigh us down in our lives, these burdens, these fears that we have. Have you ever stopped to think about what it's actually costing you to have these anchors and these weights wearing you down, these fears? The price you will pay to become the person you're worthy of is infinitely smaller than the price you're gonna pay if you don't.
It's gonna be you meeting the expectation you have for yourself as a man. So you envision this man that you're gonna become. And I think most people do that from an early age. They see something they want, an avatar, something they wanna do, and they wanna go become that person. And I believe the formula for happiness and fulfillment is the gap between your expectation of who you become and your reality. And so a lot of guys are not meeting that expectation for themselves.
If I can flip these insecurities upside down, if I can flip this fear, if I can flip all this that made me this depressed, insecure guy, if I can flip it and make it work for me versus against me, I started seeing the power in failure, the power in insecurity, the power in self-doubt, because I started using that as power.
You understand what it's like to have people tell you that you can't do it. And I'm going to tell you something. And this is the fucking truth. This is the reality. And if you don't like it, I don't give a fuck. The truth is this. If you're willing to pay the price, and you're willing to do the work, and you're willing to take the time, and you're willing to consistently get up when you are knocked down over and over and over again, which is going to happen to you if you're pursuing anything outside of the norm, you can make it here
We surround ourselves around people that make us feel great, that tell us what we want to hear. The second we put ourselves amongst the uncommon people, we don't like that feeling. We don't want that person who's constantly challenging our weaknesses.
Because life is a marathon, and this might be a challenging leg where you're like, I'm just going to throw in the towel. I'm not going to do that thing. Hell no. You are doing so much.
Many of us have genius within us. But when it comes to us, when it comes to using our genius in our own behalf, taking a chance with our own creativeness, acting on our own dreams and ideas, somewhere along the line we get paralyzed. We find some reason not to do it. Oh, I did that. I'm not as good as they are. I don't have their education.
As long as I don't stop trying, it is not failure, it is temporary defeat. And the path to success, the path to fulfillment, the path to happiness is filled with temporary defeats. The path to sadness, the path to regret is filled with failure. Men and women who failed and gave up instead of gotten up and tried again and looked at it as temporary defeat.
How many of you had some situations that you were in that you were overwhelmed with fear? You didn't know how you were going to come out, how you were going to survive. And you did. You survived and you didn't die. So what you got to do, whatever that was, whatever that state of consciousness, whatever that self-confidence that you had, however you stood up within yourself, here's what we know. You survived. Here's what we know. You're still here. You didn't die. You're here right now. You got it, and you handled that fear. You kicked it out of there.
You can find every reason, if you look for it, as to why you won't make it. But at the end of the day, there's going to be two groups of people, and one group is going to be a lot fucking bigger than the other group. The one group is going to get told that they can't do it. And instead of fighting, those people are going to just take it. Then there's going to be a smaller group. It's going to be the group that says, I'm not willing to just roll over and take what I'm given. I'm not willing to stop trying because you say that I can't fucking do it.
You know, I don't think God gave you another day in your life because you needed it. I think he added another day to your life because somebody needed you. But here's the thing. They need the real you, the authentic you. The one who's playing all out in their life and pursuing their dreams. As good as you think it'll be to make your dreams come true, and dreams that you can't even imagine right now, visions of your life, but maybe even more importantly, as good as you think it would feel to meet the real you, the one you were born to be, and remember this, you were born to do something great with your life, but to finally get introduced or reacquainted or reintroduced to that person. Maybe you, years ago, knew them very well, that version of you, but things have happened, these anchors, these fears, these toxic relationships, whatever they might be, these disappointments in our life.
And so as you begin to look at the fears in back of you, you came through those fears and you're still here. See, that's a testament about how powerful you are. And so whatever the volcano is, you have the capacity to take that volcano on, the capacity to jump in it and find your true identity.
I don't care where you come from, I don't care where you were raised. If you do the work consistently, if you invest in yourself consistently, it's going to pay off. It just is. And you'll never convince me otherwise.
Yes, you may be not where you want to be. The difference that you have now is you have the awareness that you want to do something about it.
We want that person who's constantly, you know, making us feel nice and good and secure in ours. That's the mediocrity of life. We want to be the best amongst the average people. People wonder, how do you stay hungry all the time? Because after I accomplish something, I don't sit back, like, they get comfortable. They wonder why I'm getting weak, man. I don't know, I've lost my edge. What's going on? Because once you hit the top of the mountain, guess what happened? I'm good, so you wonder why you're falling down now. You gain knowledge through suffering. And on the other end of suffering, is a world that very few have ever seen.
There's going to come a moment in your life when you realize that all the dreams that you've had were too small. It's because you played it safe. You thought it was okay to just believe that you're going to have some success. Some is not enough.
Champions are broken. People look at champions and try and find something that that champion has that they don't have. And he's like, but it's not that at all. They lack something everyone else has, which is an off button. They just don't stop.
Maybe your path in life is harder right now because your calling is so much higher.
I would rather you set your sights not on the moon, but on the stars, because in the process of shooting for the stars, you will hit the moon, guaranteed. But in the process of shooting for the moon, you might completely miss it and hit nothing.
The real message is we all started from nowhere. I mean, we all had bullshit jobs. We all felt like losers. But through time and effort, you build a stronger human. You build a stronger body, you build a stronger mind, you build accomplishments and will and momentum. And then you look back and you go, hey man, I'm not washing tables anymore.
Not when all is available, not when all your gifts haven't been exposed and explored, and so you can discover what you were made for.
To succeed, you must fail. In failure and in suffering, all the answers are in there. All the answers to all the test questions, the test is your life. I need to visit it. Visit suffering 1 hour a day. Visit your past failures 1 hour a day. The relationship with it is the answers are in there.
The world is a lesser place if you do not reveal from within yourself what you have to reveal. And the fact that the world is a lesser place actually turns out not to be trivial. Like if you aren't everything you could be, more people will die, more people will suffer. More evil will be unconstrained. More tyranny will reign. More chaos will remain chaotic and dangerous. All of that.
One of the most damaging things that any human can do is set low standards and then achieve those standards.
The ultimate in compensation for human beings, to have more control over your own destiny.
There's so many people that are in that starting point. What do I don't know what to do. What should I do? You're going to have to figure it out. One foot in front of the other. To find a thing and keep working at it and get better at it.
Go deep into the dungeon of my soul and say, okay, what is making you a quitter? What is making you a weak man? What is making you afraid? That's why I kept on quitting and going back to start or not knowing how to get through hard times.
I think we can all agree we all want more. We have dreams, we have goals. We gotta ask ourselves first, more what? And that starts, I think, by going and answering that question, well, what do I value the most?
And it goes, I wish for the world to realize all of their dreams so that they can realize they don't make them complete. And he's talking about that most people's dreams are very like external, like champions, like they want to win a medal, they want a trophy, they want a nice car and all this stuff, then you get it. And when you have everything, you realize, this isn't what I wanted. I don't feel complete right now.
We must become everything that we were intended to be the day that God gave you breath. Because with that breath, you have to use it to go out and grab something. And as long as you're believing, as long as you're breathing, as long as you're achieving, keep going forward. Go past your doubt, go past the dream until you have to dream again.
Constantly rewrite your book every day of your life. These are conversations I have with myself. And I say it everywhere I go, the most important conversation when you have with yourself. You live with it every single day. But most of our conversations are not the right ones.
But failure is the most information-rich data stream on planet Earth. But to accurately assess the data and figure out what it's telling you about why you failed to some extent or why it was more inefficient than it needs to be, you have to be willing to stare nakedly at your own inadequacies, take responsibility for the outcome, not make it somebody else's fault or the economy's fault or whatever, any external force. If you're making it an external problem, you're never going to be able to learn the lesson you need to learn in order to improve your behavior so that you can then execute better and make more progress.
Moving forward, set higher standards in your fitness, in your ability to orate, to speak. Enough with setting low standards and hitting those standards and being proud of yourself. Like, fuck, man. Let's get to it.
Stop saying, I've got to wait for good things to happen to me. And I said, I'm going to ride. I'm going to fight. I'm going to work. I'm going to press toward.
That if you want to find peace with yourself, self-understanding, self-knowledge, self-esteem, all of these things are going to be found only through sacrifice, getting uncomfortable, reevaluating what your normal is, and putting yourself in situations that you don't want to fucking do.
Yep, the desire to change, to change those circumstances, whatever they might be. As long as you have to have that desire, the will to change those circumstances. That's your start right there. Have the will, the desire to change it. There's your starting point.
Sometimes life will happen to you, and you won't have time to say no. You won't have time to think that you can't do it. The only time you will have is to act, to take the leap of faith and believe that everything is going to be all right. Take that leap of faith. Trust yourself and know within yourself that everything's going to be all right.
You can't rely on blind faith to get the pregnancy support you deserve. Ritual's Essential Prenatal Multivitamin is the only leading prenatal backed by its own human clinical trial. Essential Prenatal is proven to deliver key nutrients, including folate, biotin, and vitamin D during pregnancy. Get 25% off when you visit ritual.com/clinical. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.